I would like to refer to education matters raised, among others, by the state of Palestine, Bhutan, China, Djibouti, Dominican Republic, Japan, and Kazakhstan, particularly on rights to education, quality education to all, and to those in rural and remote areas, children with special needs, and those underprivileged. Malaysia is committed to providing compulsory primary education under the Education Act 1996 and is currently revising the policy on compulsory education from 6 to 11 years of schooling to encourage more students to stay in school and complete with a secondary level certification. Malaysia has embarked on a comprehensive education transformation through the Malaysia Education Blueprint 2013 to 2025, anchored on aspirations of access, equity, quality, unity, and efficiency. It is aligned to the Sustainable Development Goal and the 11th Malaysia Plan. Malaysia is committed to ensure every Malaysian child to have equitable access to quality education. Through the blueprint in 2017, Malaysia succeeded in achieving gross enrollment rate of 84.3% for preschool, 97.9% for primary school, and 91.3% for secondary school. The proportion of students with special education needs increased from 21,000 to 61,000 over the last 10 years, and particularly in inclusive education, it has increased to 40.9%. This is achieved through early detection, diagnosis, and intervention, as well as expansion of special education programs. Malaysia has introduced numerous strategies to narrow the rural-urban gap, including upgrading and expanding educational facilities, particularly in rural and remote areas. Malaysia also provides 19 types of schooling assistance with an allocation of the 3.1 billion in ringgit in 2018, especially to students from lower income families and those with special needs. On education for undocumented non-citizen children, among others raised by Turkey, Honduras, and the Philippines, Malaysia upholds the best interests of the child under all circumstances and acknowledges the need for undocumented non-citizen children to access basic education and fulfill the rights to education for all. To enable non-citizen children without proper documentations to get access to education, Malaysia has established a policy of alternative education and developed guidelines for community learning centres and alternative learning centres. In 2017, there are 72 CLCs providing basic education to more than 4,200 children of migrant workers. Through the ALCs, children holding UNHCR cards have benefited in accessing and getting education in Malaysia. Malaysia is currently working on further ensuring the education for undocumented non-citizen children. On the issue raised by Ukraine on corporal punishment in school, Malaysia gives great priority to the inculcation of discipline, ethics, and values among children. We encourage happiness, love, and mutual respect in schools and other learning spaces in our pursuit for a more positive learning environment. Malaysia is currently reviewing corporal punishment under the Education Regulations Pupil Discipline 2018. Thank you.